bless you.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.
Welcome to The Pilgrim's Joy, a devotional inspired by Christian Hymns. Please listen, be blessed, and share with others. And now our host, Olufemi Oguntoko.
The Pilgrim, have you ever been tempted to suppose that God cannot help your situation or that He has abandoned you? Have you ever fallen into such despair that you are tempted to question whether praising, serving, and following God has any reward? I have, and maybe you have as well. Perhaps you know someone who has. Yes, indeed, such times will come. The saints of old contended with such times. Elijah asked the Lord to let him die because he was afraid and exhausted. 1 Kings 19:10. And after the Babylonian conquest of Jerusalem in 562 BC, a band of Jewish exiles with hung harps are recorded to have sat by the rivers of Babylon, dejectedly wondering whether, given what has happened to them, there was any reason to keep singing the Lord's song. Psalm 137. In such times of dejection, let us be encouraged by the words of this hymn. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. Why? Because we are marching through Emmanuel's ground. We are marching through Emmanuel's ground, and we are marching to fairer worlds on high. We are marching to fairer worlds on high. So the Pilgrim, when you feel forlorn and dejected, encourage yourself in the Lord by remembering that you are marching through the world created and owned by your Father. There is no instance wherein God is not deserving of our heartfelt songs of praises. Never hang your harps. Never stop singing the praise of God. Instead, abound in songs even when in tears. Faith can sing in times of trouble. Remember that other hymn? It says, we expect a bright tomorrow because we know that all will be well. Faith can sing through days of sorrow because all will be well. On our Father's love relying, Jesus every need supplying, in our living, in our dying, the Pilgrim's assurance is all must be well. That faith that can sing in times of trouble led Paul and Silas to sing through the dark moments of their imprisonment. That faith that can sing in times of trouble, it felled the wall of Jericho to the joy of Joshua's singing army. That faith led to the exhortation in James 1:2 to all of us, saying, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds. Consider it pure joy. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. Because we are marching through Emmanuel's ground. Yes, we are marching through Emmanuel's ground, and we are marching to fairer worlds on high. So, the next time you are weighed down by the burdens of life, or the next time you are afraid because you find yourself pressed by cares or sickness or sadness or disappointments, say to your soul like David did in Psalm 42 verse 6, say, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, the glory and the lifter of my head. Yes, it's your father's world, abound in hopeful celebration. Let us pray. Lord, please strengthen our faith to see you in the darkest moments, to feel your presence in the loneliest of times, and to have the faith that can sing through days of trials. We ask in faith and in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Please share the blessings of this podcast with others. This is a production of the Gospel Bells Radio, an internet radio station with a mission to engage the contemporary culture with the mind of Christ. For more about our ministry, please visit www.gospelbellsradio.com. For the best listening experience to our curated programs, please download the SoundCloud application. Search for Gospel Bells Radio and follow us. To receive links to our programs directly on your phone, please send a message on WhatsApp to 234-8033-313632. Our handle on Twitter is @TheGospelBellsRadio. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Gospel Bells Radio, engaging the culture with the mind of Christ.